Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax as we listen to the divine messages that are coming to us for today. And it's been a while since we've been here, so I'm sure the messages will be absolutely incredible. At least I hope they will be. So here it is, time for Deepy Love to introduce herself to you. So here is the magical Deepy Love to tell you all about who she is and what her life is all about.
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. And if you're wondering, well, why do you call yourself the magical DC Love? Because via spirit, Barbara had gotten a message, and she said, DC, you're asked to call yourself the magical DC Love. So that's where the magical DC Love comes in. A little bit about me. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And I have a hard time saying that because when I say that, Joan Rivers whispers into my ear, yes, DC, and you're certifiable. And it's just so hard for me to say that. But I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter. And I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascendant Masters, the angels, my beautiful in-spirit fur baby Ginger, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. I was walking past the TV, and she said, can you tell Melissa and Cooper I'm okay? And I'm looking around, and I'm thinking, my goodness, there's nobody around but me. And I said, I think you better find somebody else. I'm a little bit out of the loop. Well, lo and behold, maybe about 5 hours later, she actually threatened me. And I'm not going to say what she said. But the interesting part of all of this is we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to realize that Joan is truly divine. And I'm so blessed to have the connection with her. She has left the door open. Those on the other side, they walk through that door continually. To me, it looks like a revolving door. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most ironic but yet fascinating mixture of divine source, and it provides me with the ability to relate and to work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. Prior to these amazing life-changing experiences that I can't imagine not having, I did have a work background, and it was in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357. I offer angelic love instead. Serve and protect. And I've come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. This is the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service, and I'm so blessed to be here. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, and I help people to gain a deeper understanding of who they are and what they're here for and how to make changes so that they can be who they were truly meant to be. And I do this because that's what I was looking for in my life. I reached a point where I realized that my life didn't work for me, that I wasn't happy. I didn't feel like I had any freedom. And so I started looking for answers. And as I was looking for answers and gaining this beautiful wisdom that I live with now, I was guided to help other people find the answers they were looking for as well. And I absolutely love what I do. Just for one thing, it feels so good. It feels so good to truly be of service, and it feels so good to be connected to the divinity within and to start accepting yourself instead of always criticizing and judging and all of that other garbage that we are taught we're supposed to do. I no longer do what I'm supposed to do. And I can tell you, it makes life a heck of a lot better when you let it all go. You can check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's lots of information there. There's even some free healing work that you can do on yourself to begin to let go of your beliefs that you no longer want to live with. Okay, now it is time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first message is, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And that was, of course, from Jesus. Beloveds, become immune to negativity and stay centered in love. Love is the strongest force in the universe. If you are able to remain centered in your heart, negativity will not affect you. Your true strength is your heart. It is love. Nothing is stronger than love. Nothing. Always view everyone and everything through the eyes of love with an open heart. And when you view everything through the lens of love, you see things differently. The lenses change everything. You begin to view things with a different perspective. No matter how bad a situation may seem, you have to go within, remain calm, be peaceful, and positive. Realize you can find opportunities even during negative times. Albert Einstein said, in the middle of every difficulty lies opportunity. Strength will grow from the heart. The heart is a muscle. When torn, grows back stronger. Begin each day with an open heart. If you fill your heart with love and compassion, you will become immune to negativity. Have you noticed the beautiful shape of a heart? Do you feel the love when you see one? This beautiful shape is recognized worldwide. It is better in prayer to have a heart without words than words without a heart. And that was also a quote from Mahatma Gandhi. Listen to your heart. Do you realize that in a year your heart can beat approximately 38 million times? 38 million heartbeats. Now, that's nothing short of miraculous. And the Bible says that a happy heart is good medicine and a joyful mind causes healing. Beloveds, choose to be happy. It's good for your health. Stay centered in love, and you will see miracles. All things are possible. And I love you, Jesus. Okay, and then with that being said, I was guided to read the prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. So St. Francis came in and was standing near Jesus. And the other message that I have is about the ancient angelic form, also known as, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, Wakion, or Thunder Being. And it promotes you to remember that life is a wondrous circle in which all things are passing and yet have always been and will always be in the sacred loop of life. Every living thing is our brother and our sister. The Wakion thanks you for honoring all life forms and for walking gently upon Grandmother Earth. You are a beautiful spoke in this glorious medicine wheel of life. We are one. The daily mantra, I am one with all. In the sacred hoop of life, Wakion, or Thunder Being, is a powerful sky spirit. It takes the form of a giant bird with wings that makes the sound of thunder. Wakion means energy. A Wakion man is known as a wise man, one who knows spirit. The spirit is given to man at the time of birth, and it will never die. The Thunder Being is identical in function to Archangel Gabriel. He is known as many names, creating unity among men. Thunder Beings return to the being, the beginning of spring. They are guardians of truth as well as protectors of men. The message from the Waken, Great Spirit is always present and watching over you. Divine Presence is with you now and always. Remain focused on the present. Visualize the shape of a circle. Life resonates with the circle. The sun and the moon are seen as a circle. The circle of life represents childhood to childhood. Circles represent the power of the world, where wisdom and illumination come from the outer circle, spirit received to the inner circle, humankind. The circle also contains healing energy. It is now time to become centered, to receive confidence, to overcome obstacles that present themselves on your path. Seek divine guidance and within the spirit world and regain a deeper connection with nature. Release that which does not serve you and remain grounded to Mother Earth. Become one with all that is. Connect with Thunder Being, resonating with its strength and power, helping you to realize your life's purpose. Go within. Allow your innermost desires to surface. Seek out like-minded people who share your spiritual beliefs. And pay attention to your dreams. Spirit visits you during your dream state. You are on the right path, and the universe supports you. Open your arms widely to receiving the abundance and the prosperity that await you. Your goals are within reach. Prepare now. You already have everything necessary to succeed. Become ready to act and honor your gifts. Focus on the knowledge that your elders have imparted on you. Take charge of your life. Move confidently upon the path, and victory is assured. Always give thanks to Spirit for life's blessings and sacred teachings. Spring brings bright new beginnings. Welcome your new journey and put your attentions out to the universe. Believe in your divine destiny. And that was our beautiful message from the ancient angelic form known as Waukeon. And that's what I have for today, Barbara.
Wonderful. Thank you, DC. And now here is the message that I am receiving. And I have to laugh because I was chatting with my guidance while DC was reading her message. And I was telling them that I want the message to be whatever it is that they see as being of the highest benefit for everyone and not to be something that I'm sticking my nose in. And I said, I don't stick my nose in, do I? And they said, they laughed and they said, most of the time, no, but occasionally, yeah, you do. And so I was being reminded that I don't always get myself completely out of the way. And I just found it amusing. So anyway, here is whatever it is that they're bringing to us now. Beloved ones, you each have the complete ability to connect with us. This is not something that we only allow a few to do. Each of you is a part of all, a part of us, a part of God, a part of Source, a part of the universe, whatever terminology works for your mind. There is nothing between any of you and us. It would be impossible for you to disconnect from us. And there are some of you who have tried, who have been trying for all of your lives to be disconnected. But if you had succeeded, you would cease to exist. So if you are still in existence, you are still connected. And this is not because God is this overbearing and controlling being who says, I made you and you're not going anywhere. It is because God is love, God is light, God is life. And you are connected to that love, to that light, to that life, so that you can live. And it doesn't matter what form you are living in. Everything, and we do mean everything, is connected. And there are some of you who have decided that some things are higher than other things, and therefore you must not do anything to those higher things, but you can do anything you desire to those lower things. And we want you to know that God doesn't have a higher or lower. Everything simply is. We get asked frequently, is it okay if I eat meat? And the answer is same for that, is if you ask, is it okay if I eat vegetables, or is it okay if I eat insects, or if it's okay if I eat dirt? It doesn't matter what it is. Everything is connected. And so you are not committing a higher sin by eating one thing as opposed to another, because there is no higher, there is no lower. It just is. So we are simply saying that you may eat whatever it is you choose to eat. God does not see one as better than another. Everything simply is. So if you notice a difference in your energy when you eat one thing as opposed to another, this is because of your beliefs about what you are eating. Let it all be equal. And it is okay. It is perfectly okay if you don't eat anything. And there are some of you who have made that choice, who have chosen to simply be alive without consuming. And you found that that actually works. And it works because your life is not dependent upon what you put into your body. Your life simply is. And we will say that again because we want you to understand that you are alive simply because you are alive. Now, you have been taught all of these human beliefs about who you are and what you have to do to maintain yourself and what is possible and what is impossible. And now you are going through this whole belief system about disease and what will kill you. And we want you to know that you are actually above all of that. Your life is eternal. Your life is eternal. Your life is eternal. You have always existed, and you will always exist. Now, the life that you spend in the physical body is about choice. You can stay in a physical body for as long as you choose to. And you experience all of the different things in that physical body because those are things that you have chosen to experience. There is not some divine rule that says, okay, you're in a body, you have to do this, this, and this. If you don't, well, then you've wasted God's time. It's not like that at all. You are in a physical body because you've chosen to be in one. You've even chosen which one you're going to be in. You have chosen how you are going to look, where you are going to live, who you are going to love. That was all up to you, and it still is. And so if you find that there are some aspects of your life that you don't like, you'll change them. You're the one who is creating what you experience. And yes, you are that powerful. We understand that a lot of what we're saying doesn't truly resonate with you because you have all of these beliefs you have been taught that say you can't, you mustn't, you shouldn't, you couldn't. All of that wonderful stuff that you've put in there to allow you to experience what you are experiencing. There's nothing wrong with those beliefs. You can keep them for as long as you like, or you can change them right now in the moment. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you are you. And you accept yourself exactly as you are. And you love yourself exactly as you are. And that will truly give you the freedom to experience your life in ways that you have yet to experience. So we ask, what would your life be? Who would you be if you got all of that garbage out of your way? This is what Barbara Grace is endeavoring to do with her life. She is coming back to the truth of who she is. And she's doing that by letting go of all of the beliefs that she has been taught. And sometimes she finds this to be an absolutely wondrous journey. And sometimes she finds it to be totally frustrating and annoying. And both are fine. It's nothing that you have to do. There is nothing that you are required to do. Your life is your choice. Experience what you choose to experience and enjoy it. And if you find that you're not enjoying it, change it. We are with you. We are in you. We are you. And there is no separation. And you are love. Oh, okay, that's what they wanted to say.
Beautiful, Barbara. That was beautiful.
Wow. All right. So now is the time that you should call in if you have questions. And the number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And don't forget to press the number 1 so that you get that lovely symbol next to your name on the screen of my computer. And I will also open the chat, see if it will open, so that if you can't call in and you want to type a question, you can do that. And good, okay, that is open. All right, so we will go to our callers now, and our first caller is... I believe it's Queen because it's 1111111111. Hello.
You not only believe, you know. How are you both? Missed you last week.
Yes, last week was an interesting week. Of course, every week.
I can relate. Some have more drama and challenges and. And, oh, wow! Yeah, I hear you. I know. So, how are you both doing?
Oh, doing wonderful, Queen.
Yes,
definitely. Good. So, what's
happening
on the plate
in your
for
lab?
Me to nibble on? Well, a lot of things are happening. I too am marveling at the joys of having an orderly temple, inner and outer, but also marveling at the joys of having what appears to be chaos to some, the wildness of my gardens and the adventures that I experience when I enter into them. So that's an aspect of what's happening with me. And I've got my water. I don't know if I had
beautiful.
It when I talked to y'all last. But it's running. Still a few more challenges with it. But, you know, it's good. And I'm so grateful. I am so grateful for the water of life. Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Queen, being that I gave a little message from the Thunder Beings, I was wondering, would you like a Native American message today? It falls in alignment with my message for this morning.
Of course. It runs through my blood, in that it really does, DNA-wise, but also, as you were saying, we're all connected. So, yes, I would love it.
Okay. Well, the message for you is you're being handed an arrow, and the message is working hard is important, but you've got to watch because efforts can be wasted if they're applied in inappropriate ways. You're asked at this time, Queen, to reexamine your aim. Have you chosen your target wisely? Small effort put forward toward appropriate goals is never lost. Persistence is more important than speed. And find the correct path now and begin your journey. So with that being said, my other message that I had given this morning was from Jesus. It was about love. And, you know, in regard to that, you're asked to listen to the sounds of your heart and your breath. And then you're going to notice the ancient rhythms of your own internal drumming, Queen. And this forever connects you to the mother of all creation and the sound of the beautiful planet Earth. Okay, so with that being said, Queen, these rhythms, you know, they're natural, they're eternal. What part of you are you trying to ignore? What part of you has been overly concerned, maybe possibly with, you know, pleasing others, and you're not listening to the, you know, to the beat of your own drum, basically? So you're asked, dear child, reach out and extend your arms to embrace your dreams. They're just as much a part of nature as the trees, the animals, and the sunsets. Don't your dreams deserve the same respect that you accord everyone and everything that you love? Listen to them, my child. Listen to your dreams. They'll activate the power of passion in your life. Don't be afraid of your passion, for it will propel you naturally forward and will excite and invigorate you. When you dance to the rhythm of your life, you're truly alive in all ways, Queen. So you're just asked to make sure, you know, what you are choosing matches your true interests, okay? Possibly, you know, maybe in a short time to come, maybe go on a beautiful trip. And, you know, make a list of those beautiful priorities that you have. You have the beautiful Hawaiian goddess with you at this time, the Hawaiian goddess of volcanoes, Pele. She has dynamic strength, and sometimes she's misunderstood. She shows us that fire can purify, release us from the oil to make ways for new and to ignite our passion. And without fire, nothing would change. Queen, call upon Pele to help you get in touch with your true passion and to charge up your motivation, your excitement. And she's going to help you to feel everything on a deeper level and, you know, to really to take action and manifest those beautiful, beautiful heart's desires.
Beautiful.
Getting for you is a movement meditation is called for, whether it be dance, walking, whatever you choose. But you're asked to keep your mind focused on the movement and the flow of energy that it creates during this meditation. Okay? So this will help you to balance and redistribute the energy. So a movement meditation is what you're being asked to do, Queen.
All right, I can do that with pleasure.
Okay, I just want to see if there's anything else. Okay. And the other thing that I'm getting is I'm being shown a piece of ametrine. I guess ametrine is amethyst and citrine, I believe?
Correct.
And that I guess that beautiful, beautiful crystal helps to spark creativity, Queen. And you could even put it a piece on your pillow at night while you're sleeping. And that's what I have. I hope that helped.
It did quite a bit. Interesting. the different aspects that I was able to, as you were giving the messages in this way, the different aspects I was able to tap into immediately. So thank you.
Oh, thank you for calling in. I've been thinking about you and you popped in. So that's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, Queen. White Buffalo Woman has been standing patiently by. She has a message for you. In fact, she started talking to me, and I told her, oh, no, don't talk to me until I can talk to Queen so she can hear everything. So she's just standing there smiling, waiting. Here's what she wants to say to you. You are learning to go within and to go deeper into who you are and to have a greater understanding of all. We have been with you for so many years, so many lifetimes. We have experienced your growth time after time. And you are always working so hard to open your heart, to truly come from that beauty within you. And as we look at you in this moment, we see the goddess Pele within you as well. And she is standing there with her hands reaching towards the sky as you are opening even more to the beautiful energies that are moving higher and higher within your being, almost as in when a volcano is ready to erupt. You are ready. You are ready to fully open to all that you are, to allow those beautiful energies to flow forth, to allow them to shower your life with all of that amazing love, all of that amazing fire, that inspiration, that truth. And we want you to make yourself the center of everything you are receiving. Yes, you will share it with others, and that's absolutely fine. But it is important for you to recognize what it is showing for you. This is a time when everyone should be looking within themselves to see what they are meant to see about themselves. And we know that so many beings out there are focusing on healing the world, changing the world, making a difference in the world. And you do that by starting with you. So take this time to look within and see what is there for you. And please don't feel any negative emotions about spending time focusing on you and thinking, well, I should be doing this for all of them. You are doing it for them when you focus on you. Make yourself the very best that you can be. And you are changing the energies of the world. Go within. Listen to the beat of the drum within you. Dance to that rhythm. Allow your body to move freely and joyously as you are becoming who you truly are. We love you and we dance with you. Let your light shine. And I'm seeing a beautiful image of you dancing to a drum. And the goddesses are dancing with you. And that's what they wanted to share.
How lovely. How renewed and replenished and refreshed the energies of today that both of you have brought. White buffalo woman gave me a feather to fan the fire of Pele. And while you were, when the magical DC began to talk about dance interwoven in her tapestry of messages, of course, I began to dance movement. And when you spoke of dancing, I had just turned to a drum shaped as the body of the womb being, of course. So I will play her today, and my intention has been to be dancing. And I've been amongst some dancers, some powerful dancers. And this has been a joy. I will be with them shortly again. And
Queen, I need you to
thank
do me a favor.
All.
As you were speaking, Jackson noticed something on the ceiling where we're sitting, and he's saying, look, Grammy, it's a face, it's a face. I posted it in the Sacred Embers group. Go in there and look, because he's saying, look, Grammy, as you were talking, this image appeared on my ceiling. I don't know what it is.
I love it. I will look. I will look. Thank you. You know, I was feeling him. I was feeling him. He and while I was in connection with
hi.
You, so
hey,
hi
please.
Jackson, how hey. Are you?
Booba,
he's watching Booba.
Well, enjoy. I love you so much.
He said, "I say, tell us, I love you, Queen.
I love you, Queen.
I love you, Barbara.
I love you, Barbara.
I love you too, Jackson.
Thank you, sweetheart." You stay sweet. You stay sweet and good and kind.
He's staying sweet. He's eating cupcakes, so he's staying as sweet as he can.
There's more to come. There's more to come. I'm gonna go look at that and the Sacred Sisters. Is that where you put it, or Embers?
Sacred Embers, the group
Embers.
Page. Yes,
okay.
You were talking, like it just appeared on my ceiling. Now it's getting brighter, even. So I don't know what it is.
I love it. I love it. Sacred Sisters is growing. We're getting more. I don't know if you all have noticed, but we're getting more and more attention. So, anyway, I'm out of here. Thank you. I know others are waiting to receive the anointing blessings and the sacred words of some of the first people to walk the land that we live upon. Whoa, okay, namaste. Woo, 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 woo.
So walk in, the thunder beings, they love your rhythm, Queen. Beautiful.
Thank you. Out of here, namaste.
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 Thank you all.
Can
I see it? It's all good. Okay, now we have to move on. All that energy now. Okay, and our next caller is Nathaniel. We haven't talked to him in a week. Let's see what's up with his life. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
I am doing great. How about you?
Pretty good, pretty good.
So what's up?
Well, I wanted to see if I could get a message.
Okay, well, let's see what they want to tell you today, DC.
Hello, Nathaniel. It's so nice to connect with you.
Oh, yeah, me too. I'm so nice to connect with you both.
Okay, so Nathaniel, I know that you play the guitar. Getting that sound healing would be a great thing for you to connect with right now.
What sound
healing?
And
it'll bring you peace, and then that peace can go onward to everyone else. So do you listen to any kind of, like, sound healing?
Yes.
At all? Like, they have
on
YouTube all over? And I'm being shown even, like, a singing bowl. So I don't know if you have a singing bowl.
No,
you could
I
listen,
don't.
Well, you could listen to that as well. YouTube would have that as well. Okay, and yeah. I'm getting celestite. That would be a crystal. And it's just such a beautiful, perfect blue color, and it's going to help you to feel just at peace. And I'm getting just, you know, like meditate on that beautiful blue color. Okay? Now, for you, the Native American message I have for you is about the mask that they wore, okay?
Okay.
And they wore them for ceremonies and spiritual work. Okay? And the mask would have, they would depict either spiritual or animal beings, and it would allow a person to go further, like, within themselves, okay? And it helps them to like really realize who they were, okay? So when you wear that mask, you know, in the Native American area there, you're able to take on, you know, the energy of that beautiful animal or spirit, okay? So what the mask is telling you, Nathaniel, is this may be a time in your life when it's time to reexamine your beliefs about who you are. Okay? I'm getting that you don't realize how amazing you truly are, Nathaniel. Okay, so that's why the, you know, the mask came forward for you. And the angels are stepping forward and they're saying, Nathaniel, beloved Nathaniel, you've got to realize that abundance is your birthright. Allow the angels to come in, welcome them, Nathaniel, to help you to connect with that abundance, help you to connect with prosperity. Have you been worried about your finances, Nathaniel?
Somewhat, but, you know, it seems to be getting better. But, you know, I don't have enough money, you know. I wish I had more money.
Okay. Well, allow the angels to come in because they're showing me, you know, Nathaniel, pennies from heaven are coming your way, okay?
Okay.
So make time for meditation and, you know, you could do, you know, whatever meditation really that, you know, with resonates with you. And I'm even getting like a laughter meditation would be really fun, okay? And you could find those as well on the internet. And this is going to give you the clarity that you need. You need a little healing in regard to money, okay? But the angels are around you, and they're saying, Nathaniel, we're here. We're helping you. All you have to do is ask. We're here to help you with your financial concerns, okay?
All right.
So they ask that you give yourself permission to choose happiness and choose it right now, Nathaniel. You don't have to wait. It's time right now to allow that money that you're needing to come into your life. And what I'm going to do is ask Barbara to come in with us to help you to release any of the emotional beliefs that you have in regard to money, okay? Because these are inherited emotions, Nathaniel. Okay, and we want to get rid of those. They don't serve you. So with that being said, I'm asking Barbara to come in now. Barbara?
Okay, Nathaniel, I'm connected with this. I'm trying to figure out who she is. She has the name Deer in her name, but I'm not sure what the rest of her name is. And she's a younger Native American woman, and she's saying that the deer represent abundance because the deer are abundant. They live on the land. They eat what they eat, and they are part of the cycle of life. Because by eating the things that they eat, they are taking in seeds and they are spreading them throughout the land in the way that their bodies are meant to spread them. And they are all about the abundance and the freedom of life. So she is bringing you into the energy of abundance and freedom. And as she is doing that, she is removing those old attachments to lack that came from your family. So you are being disconnected from all of that. And you are being opened up to abundance and freedom so that you can choose to be anything you choose to be, to do anything you choose to do, and to always have more than enough, to always know that you are always provided for. And this is not something you need to struggle over or you need to suffer over. It's simply there. It's always simply there. So I don't know what it would say if you looked up a deer as your totem animal. She said you might want to look that up just to see what it is, because she's not telling me what it is. But she's just wanting you to focus on the abundance and the freedom, because that is the energy that you should be in. Okay, how does all that feel?
Good.
Good. Wonderful. Okay, and she's going to hang out with you today. And I have no idea what that means, but if you feel that someone's with you, it's going to be her.
Barbara?
She wants you to enjoy the day. Yes, dear.
When the deer comes in as a spirit animal, and you said it came in for Nathaniel, it means that Nathaniel is highly sensitive. He has strong intuition. And by affinity with this animal, Nathaniel, you have the power to deal with challenges with grace. You master the art of being both determined and gentle in your approach. The deer totem wisdom imparts those with a special connection with the animal and the ability to be vigilant, move quickly, and trust their instincts, and to get out even, you know, of the hardest situations, okay? So it means that you have the ability to move forward, you know, to get, you know, to go through obstacles. You're in touch with that beautiful inner child, your innocence. You're sensitive, you're intuitive, and you magically have the ability to regenerate, being in touch with life's mystery. So that's a pretty cool animal.
Hey, thanks for that, DC.
Yes, and Ginger's coming in and she's saying, Nathaniel, do you have any citrine? Because citrine is a great money stone. And you could put a piece of citrine wherever you keep your money, whether it's in your wallet or you have a money drawer or you have something else. And she's saying, you know, don't forget to cleanse that stone every now and then and recharge the citrine at least once a week. But if you have a piece
what
of citrine...
What does it look like?
Citrine is a yellow stone.
Yellow stone, okay.
And just you can look it up on the internet and see what it looks like. And maybe even get a little piece. It'll help your money to grow, Nathaniel.
All right.
Okay. And we thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too,
you
as well.
Bye-bye.
All right, now next caller is from area code 678. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Sonia.
Hi, Sonia.
Hi,
what can we do for you today?
Hello. I'm just calling to see if anyone's going to come through for me today.
And they laugh and say, well, why wouldn't someone come through for you? You're loved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. They want to know if you want to hear from anyone in particular.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. What I'm getting is the first person coming forward is a gentleman with the letter N. His name starts with N, I believe.
N.
Okay, and I'm getting close to the family. Maybe, you know, your family had some hard times. Around your aunt. And he's just saying that, hon, you have the beautiful personality and qualities of your grandmother. Okay, so this in-person knew your grandmother, hon, okay?
The in-person through my grandmother?
Yeah, I knew your grandmother, but was close to an aunt. So I don't know who the aunt is, but this man with the in name is standing next to your aunt, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, like, he's saying that you have the beautiful personality of your grandmother, and a grandmother's coming forward and asking you to discover your faith. Okay?
Okay.
Have you been thinking about maybe going forward on your spiritual path?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay. Well, she's saying, you know, allow God to direct you. And he'll do this, you know, through your faith, okay?
Okay.
Well, that's what happens when you don't ask for a specific person. I only got an N. I don't know what the rest of this person's name is, but it's an N name. And now I'm going forward. I have a Native American message for you because that's how I started off with the messages from the Thunder Beings. And what I'm being shown for you is the hunt, okay? And the hunt was a beautiful, sacred process. And they, you know, they had these beautiful prayers before they went hunting. And, you know, after they were done, they were so thankful for the animals that they had, you know, received. Okay? So I guess the spirit for, you know, you, the Native American hunt means success. Okay? And you have a beautiful, deep respect and connection to nature and all of creation, okay? And I'm getting the victory sign. You have the ability to reach your goals, but you must remember from where the abundance of life originates and give spiritual thanks, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I hope that makes sense to you.
Yeah, okay? Somewhat it does.
Okay, well, you have the ability to achieve success, but you've got to basically let go and let God is what your grandmother's saying. Have faith, okay?
Okay.
And the angels want you to take care of yourself, nurture yourself. You have to make sure you're eating well, getting enough rest, enough water, you know, and keeping, you know, your body healthy, okay? And making time for your soul as well, okay?
Okay.
Do you meditate? Because I'm getting, while you meditate, you're going to get the guidance that you're needing.
I just got out of a relationship, so
okay.
I've been thinking about doing that a lot lately, and
okay.
I was planning on doing that this weekend.
Okay, good. And I'm getting the victory sign again. The angels are giving the victory sign again, so whatever you're planning on doing, hon, you have the ability to do it. You know, you have the ability to reach your goals. There's such love and light that are surrounding you, your grandmother, the angels. Okay, so.
Okay.
Focus on you and, you know, make sure that you love yourself. And when you get up in the morning, you know, you see yourself in the mirror, tell yourself how much you love yourself. I love you. You know, Sonia, I love you. You're worthy of love. And just say it until you really, until you feel it within your heart. Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you like to cook?
Yes, I love to cook.
I'm getting you're a really great cook. You know, and your grandmother is saying, you know, she makes some magical dishes. So you have the ability to just you're just magical with your recipes. Okay. And
okay.
I don't know if you thought about, you know, going further with that. maybe getting a degree or something related to nutrition or something like that, because you're amazing is what I'm getting in the kitchen, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also getting, you know, this is your time to think about doing something else, something that's going to bring you the joy that you truly deserve, okay? So have you been thinking about maybe, like, doing something differently?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and you're probably worried, well, I'm thinking about it, but I'm a little bit afraid about the money aspect of it. All you have to do is let the angels help you. You'll have all the support that you need, okay? Because
okay.
It's sort of like you're thinking about things, but you're focusing maybe like in a negative way, thinking, you know, this would be nice, but how am I going to do this? Well, allow the angels to come in and show you everything that's, you know, available to you. And if you do, they're going to guide you one step at a time. It doesn't have to be really fast, but you could do this gradually. It could even start as part-time, okay? But this is just a little message that's saying this is your time. You know, embrace your beautiful gifts and do what you're meant to do, because you have beautiful qualities and you have leadership qualities. So really, you know, to stand there and show everybody how things are done, okay? So, you know, don't be afraid. Allow the angels to come in and help you with that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and even when you talk to someone, hon, you make them feel at ease. You know, so you have a lot of, I feel like you have a lot of, you know, qualities and talents and everything that you're not using. Okay?
Okay.
So I feel like you can heal through food with the beautiful dishes that you make, but you could also heal just the way you talk to others. Okay?
Okay.
So there's just a lot there for you, and the angels want you to visualize, you know, what you would like to do, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm seeing, you know, that there's healing around you in regard to relationships. Okay, and I feel like you should be in, like, a different area, because I feel like you're a very sensitive person. And maybe the energy around you is a little bit harsh, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so it's sort of like I gave you little pieces of a puzzle, and you're going to have to ask the angels to come in, and slowly things are going to come together, and you'll have all those pieces, okay?
Okay.
All righty, that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, DC.
Okay, Sonia. What I'm seeing for you is a Native American warrior, and he is wearing this full, I don't even know the words for describing what Native Americans wear, but he's got on a headdress, and he's got paint on his face, and he's got a spear, and he's got this thing hanging on his chest. Anyway, he says what he's symbolizing is before they would go into battle, they would always do a ceremony. There would be a public ceremony and there would be a private ceremony where they would connect with the greater power. And you can consider that God, the universe, the spirit of the wind, whatever name you want to give it, it doesn't matter. But it was about recognizing that they are always connected and they are always empowered. So what they were moving to do was not just them. They were more than just a person. And it's time for you to find that power within you. That's why meditation is speaking to you. It's about you connecting with your heart, your soul, your inner power. And it's about you recognizing that who you are now is more than good enough. Because there's a part of you that's believing that you've done things wrong in your life and therefore you're being punished. And, oh, there's this whole conversation that is now being removed from you. Because the truth is that you are good enough, and you are loved, and you are connected, and you do deserve an amazing life. And they are encouraging you to utilize this connection in every aspect of your life. One of the ways that I utilize my connection with God, the divine, is when I'm cooking, and you love to cook. And I love to utilize my connection when I'm cooking, when I go in the kitchen and I have no idea what I'm going to cook, and I start talking with my guidance and I'm like, okay, what should I cook? And they start making suggestions, and I find things, and I start putting the ingredients together, and I'm thinking, oh, what would be good in this? And they start making suggestions about different spices and ingredients, and I end up with a dish that's absolutely wonderful. And people taste it and go, oh, my gosh, what is this? I'm like, I don't know. I just made it, you know, because I'm just flowing with that love, with that energy when I'm cooking. And they help me to create food that is so much more enjoyable and nutritious than it would be if I was simply relying on my brain and what I've done in the past. So they want you to expand yourself to allow that universal love to be a part of everything that you do. And to let go of any doubt, any guilt, any shame, any of that old nasty energy. Because you haven't done anything wrong. You really haven't. And you deserve the very best right now. Because you are love. You truly are loved. So that's what they wanted me to share with you.
Oh, thank you so much, Barbara. That made me feel so much better.
Good. And they want you to listen to the song, This Is Me, which is from, that circus movie. I don't remember the name of the movie. I see an image of it in my mind, but I can't read the words. Anyway, the name of the song is This Is Me. And they want you to listen to that. Yes. And in fact, I'm supposed to play it right now. So we are ending the show with this song. But I want you to listen to it. So listen.
Okay, I will.
When the sharpest words wanna cut me down, I'm gonna send a flood, gonna drown them out. I am brave, I am fool, I am who I'm meant to be. This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. Thank you.
drown my mind.